Welcome, California parents. If you're tuning in, you're likely right in the middle of that whirlwind toddler stage.
It's quite a time.
It really is. And maybe you've started hearing about something called the California Regional Center System.
It's a support network, really, designed for families just like yours.
Exactly. And that's what we want to explore together in this deep dive.
Yeah, this is aimed at you, the parents of young kids in California who might be, well, a bit unsure about what regional centers are.
Or how they can help your child reach their, full potential.
Exactly. Think of us as your guides today.
Our goal is pretty straightforward. Just give you a clear picture of the California Regional Center System.
We'll walk you through those first steps if it feels like the right path for your family.
And we'll also look at how private services like, say, therapy from places like Speech Avenue can work alongside regional center support.
They can actually fit together quite well.
Okay, so let's dive in. The big question first. What exactly is a regional center?
Right, so in California, they're nonprofit private corporations, but they have a vital partnership with the state.
Okay, a partnership.
Yes, they contract with the state of California, and their job is to provide services and supports for people with developmental disabilities.
Got it. And while that's for all ages, our focus today really is on the little ones, right? Toddlers.
Absolutely. We're zeroing in on how they assist families with young children during those really crucial early years.
So what's their main mission then for these younger kids?
Well, their core mission revolves around a few key things, all super important for early intervention.
Like what?
Things like providing assessment, helping with diagnosis if that's needed, and, this is crucial, coordinating the services.
Coordinating services. What kind of services are we talking about?
It's quite a range, actually. You've got those vital early intervention services, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy.
The therapies people often think of first.
Right. PTOT, speech. But it definitely doesn't stop there.
Okay, what else?
Well, think about family support services, too. Resources, education, maybe connecting with other families.
That sounds incredibly helpful.
It can be.
Yeah.
And also things like respite care for those times when families just need a bit of a break, a little extra help at home.
Okay, so for parents listening who are thinking, this sounds like it could be useful, what's the actual first step? How do you get started?
That's the practical question, isn't it? The most direct first step is to reach out to the regional center that serves your specific county.
Right, because it's geographically based.
Exactly. California has 21 different regional centers, each covering a specific area.
Okay, 21. And finding the right one is key. Maybe we should run through that list. It might seem a bit long, but knowing your local center is the starting point.
Good idea. Let's do it. First up, Alta California Regional Center that serves Sacramento, Placer, El Dorado, Yolo, Sutter, Yuba, Nevada, Alpine, and Colusa counties.
Okay. Then there's Central Valley Regional Center, covering Fresno, Kings, Madera, Mariposa, Merced, and Tulare.
East Los Angeles Regional Center serves, well, the eastern part of LA County.
Makes sense. Far Northern Regional Center is for Butte, Glen, Lassen, Modoc, Plumas, Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity counties.
Frank D. Lanterman Regional Center. That covers parts of LA, the city, Pasadena, Glendale, and La Cañada-Flintridge.
Golden Gate Regional Center serves San Francisco, Marin, and San Mateo counties.
Harbor Regional Center is for Long Beach, Torrance, and the surrounding South Bay areas.
Inland Regional Center covers San Bernardino and Riverside counties.
Kern Regional Center serves Kern, Inyo, and Manoel counties.
North Bay Regional Center looks after Napa, Solano, and Sonoma.
North Los Angeles County Regional Center covers a big area, the San Fernando Valley, Antelope Valley, and Santa Clarita Valley.
Redwood Coast Regional Center is for Del Norte, Humboldt, Lake, and Mendocino counties.
Regional Center of the East Bay serves Alameda and Contra Costa counties.
Regional Center of Orange County.
Well, that's Orange County.
Pretty straightforward. San Andreas Regional Center covers Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, Monterey, and San Benito counties. San Diego Regional Center serves San Diego County.
San Gabriel Pomona Regional Center is for the San Gabriel Valley and Pomona Valley area.
South Central Los Angeles Regional Center serves South Central and Southeast LA communities.
Tri-County's Regional Center covers Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Ventura counties.
And lastly, Valley Mountain Regional Center serves Amador, Calaveras, San Joaquin, Stanislaus, and Tuolumne counties. Phew. Okay, that's the list.
It's a lot, but finding yours is that first step.
So once a parent identifies their center and makes contact, what usually happens next? What should they expect?
Okay, so the next phase is typically an initial evaluation process. You'll probably have an intake meeting.
An intake meeting.
Yeah, where the regional center staff will talk with you, Try to understand your child's development so far. They want to hear your concerns.
So it's a conversation, really.
Definitely. It's about gathering information, getting a well-rounded picture strength, and areas where maybe some extra support would help.
And what about assessments? Are there specific tests involved?
There likely will be various assessments. They're designed to figure out if your child meets the criteria for regional center services.
Okay. What kind of areas do they look at?
They might look at communication skills, motor skills fine, and gross cognitive abilities, social-emotional development. It depends on the child's needs.
It sounds like there might be some paperwork for parents, too.
Yes. Definitely be prepared for some paperwork. That's usually part of the process.
Any tips for parents preparing for that initial stage?
Yeah, a good tip is to gather any existing reports or documents you already have about your child's development.
Like from doctors or other programs.
Exactly. Doctor's notes, reports from maybe an early intervention program they were in, even just notes you've taken yourself. Having that ready can help streamline things.
Good tip. And you mentioned earlier about advocating for your child. What's one key piece of advice there right at the beginning?
I think the most valuable thing is just to communicate clearly and openly. Share your observations, your concerns.
Because parents know their child best.
Absolutely. You are the expert on your child. Your insights are incredibly important for the regional center team. Don't hold back.
That makes sense. Now, let's shift a bit. How do other supports fit in? Like, many families might already be using private therapy clinics.
Right.
How can a place like, say, Speech Avenue partner with families who are also involved with regional centers?
That's a really important point. Private clinics like Speech Avenue can often be a fantastic addition.
An addition, not a replacement.
Exactly. They can often provide timely, individualized therapy that really complements what the regional center offers.
Okay, so it's not an either-or situation. They can work together.
Ideally, yes, they can work in partnership. And the detailed documentation, the assessments that private therapists provide, those can be incredibly valuable.
How so?
Well, they offer another expert perspective on your child's development. It's more information for the regional center service coordinator when they're putting together the support plan.
That seems really beneficial, getting multiple perspectives. How does that coordination actually happen, ideally, between the private therapist and the RC coordinator?
Ideally, there's good open communication. Sharing progress updates, maybe discussing therapy goals, making sure everyone's aligned.
Working towards the same outcomes.
Exactly. A unified approach is always best for the child.
So what are the concrete benefits a parent might see from having both private therapy and regional center support working together?
Well, one big benefit can be consistency, maybe even more intensity of therapy if needed, through the private clinic.
Getting services maybe faster or more frequently?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah.
While also tapping into that broader range of resources the regional center offers, like parent workshops or support groups, things like that.
So it builds a more complete support network.
That's the goal. A really well-rounded, robust network tailored to the child's specific needs.
Okay. Navigating all this, though, understandably brings up questions for parents. Let's tackle a few common ones. Like, can a parent request a specific type of assessment for their child?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And yes, you absolutely can, and you should, voice your preferences or concerns about assessments.
So you can say, I'm worried about X. Can we test for that?
Definitely. Now, the regional center will ultimately decide which assessments are necessary based on their protocols, but your input, your reasons, they're important and should be considered.
Okay, good to know. Another common worry. What if a parent doesn't agree with the decision the regional center makes? Maybe about eligibility or the services offered.
Right. Disagreements can happen. It's important for parents to know they have rights. There are established processes for review and appeal within the system.
So there's a way to challenge a decision.
Yes. And it can also be incredibly helpful to connect with parent advocacy organizations. They can offer guidance, support, help you understand the process.
That's great advice. Okay, one more big one, especially for parents of toddlers. Do you lose regional center support once your child turns 3?
That's a really common question and an important clarification. Generally, no.
Oh, okay.
While the way services are delivered might change, you know, transitioning maybe into school-based services, eligibility for regional center support itself often continues beyond age 3.
If the child still qualifies.
Right. If they continue to meet the criteria for a developmental disability, the focus might shift, the types of services might change, But the connection doesn't just automatically end at 3.
That's reassuring. It sounds like the system, even if it seems a bit complex at first glance,
it can seem that way.
It really is meant to be a supportive network for families.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And stepping back, the big picture here is that you, as a parent, are not navigating this alone.
Yeah.
So many families in California use these services, and there are dedicated people and resources trying to help kids thrive.
And there are definitely places to turn for more information, more support.
There really are. We definitely encourage you to reach out to your local regional center directly if you have concerns or just want to explore things further.
Make that first contact.
Yes. And also, if you're curious about how private therapy, like at Speech Avenue, can fit in and complement that support, reaching out to them can give you really valuable insights too.
Get information tailored to your situation.
Exactly.
So for all the parents of young toddlers in California listening, if you have questions or concerns, we really hope this deep dive has given you some clarity, maybe some direction.
Take that first step, you know, ask the questions.
Reach out for more information. And just remember, there is a network of support out there for you and your child.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you go on this journey, trust your instincts. Be your child's biggest advocate.
Always.
And know that there are many pathways, many ways to help your little one reach their fullest potential.